This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
No rest!
We can discuss, give me your truths, it never fails.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? You know what it is, your boy Lil Real. Right now you're listening to Keeping It Real with
Young Wayne. I'm in the building, y'all.
Wayne's
already know.
In the building.
Yes, sir.
Looking cool.
Yeah, you see what I got on?
Lynch Lemonade.
What? Lyrical lemonade.
No, I said lynch. Jesus Christ. That's how we start. I can read everybody. I just see. It's the angle. Oh, lyric.
Because
I was a question like, why the fuck you got a question that says lynch lemonade?
Yeah, I don't think I would wear that one.
What the fuck do you got up?
Hey, man. Shout out Cole Bennett, man. Chicago, what up, though?
All right, man. Look, we have a great show for y'all today. This show is inspired by me watching a video. I texted Wayne and I said, Wayne, I think we got to dive into this. Because, look, it comes from another podcast.
Do you know the name of the podcast?
It's B. Simone's podcast.
Oh, it is.
She does with a friend.
Okay.
And they were talking about Dr. Martin Luther King.
Wait, who?
The Martin Luther King.
Okay, Martin Luther King.
The Martin Luther King.
Okay.
Dr. Martin Luther King. And what she said kind of fired me up in a way that I didn't think I would even care. But before we get into that, first of all, let me just tell y'all who B. Simone is. B. Simone is a talented actress, comedian, influencer. She's gorgeous. She's funny. She's good people. Somebody I've worked with before.
Okay.
And she's dope.
Okay.
But I don't think I agree with what she said. So do me a favor. Let's play.
Yeah.
What she said.
Let's see what's going on here. Is the man that fought for freedom or the fact that he was cheating on his wife?
Jesus. I'm going to give you this example. He's a great father. He's a great businessman. He's a great CEO. He's an entrepreneur. He's such a boss.
He's a boss.
Look at that man. He's a boss.
Look at him.
He's a great father. Look at him, that strong black man.
Look at him being at his kid's game.
But you're cheating on your wife. You're not a good husband. But he's great in all these other aspects. How are you a great leader, a great CEO, a great black man? You're not great.
You're not great.
God, you're not. That is triggering.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm a good dad. You're not a good dad because you don't respect me. How the fuck you showing these kids you a good father or you don't respect their mother? You're not a great dad, my nigga. You're an okay human.
Someone being a good person to you means they are a good person to you. Someone being a good person to everyone means that they are a good person.
This is crazy. They're talking about Martin Luther King. they're going in on Martin Luther King not being a great man because he cheated on his wife.
His wife, yeah. Okay.
Which, honestly, nobody would ever know if it wasn't for the FBI. Nobody would have ever said anything if it wasn't for the feds. But let me say this. You know, when she listed all these things, right? Mm-hmm. The great, you know, you can't, you know, if you're not a great, he's a great father. He can't be a great husband because he cheated on his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't be a great leader.
If he cheated on his wife.
Yeah, even though the brother proved to be a great leader. He's not a perfect human being.
Right.
And you know what's scary about this? It's like those are crazy statements just to throw out there as if somebody's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's perfect.
And no one.
No way. Nobody's
ever created.
Perfect.
Nobody.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, look, Dr. King, I'll say this, and this is fine. You got to take it how y'all want to.
Oh, boy.
If anybody was going to have groupies, Dr. King makes sense.
It should have been Dr. King.
If anybody had, like, all right, I'm not condoning what he did because it wasn't right.
Right.
I'm just saying, if we thought about groupies, and, like, for her to even say that, like, I would love to see that same type of energy when you're talking about the baby.
Wait, what's up with her and the baby, man?
You know, she loved the baby.
Yeah, I do remember that now. She was going crazy. She was trying to find him, right?
She was finding him. She was trying to date him. So, wait a minute. You think Dr. King is really not a great person, a great leader. But the baby is who you want to be with.
The baby never cheated on his wife.
Nigga, the baby ain't got no wife.
Well.
The baby is the baby. The brother had his baby mama on live. Like, that's the guy you're chasing. But you won't say shit about him. But you talk about Dr. Martin Luther King, who, in fact, these are facts. The brother did a lot for us as a people.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And not just black people, people in general.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, we still haven't really reaped the benefits of what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Other people have.
Yeah. Wow. That's real.
But not black people, for real. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, it's almost like, what's the line of just being disrespectful? I feel like this generation doesn't care about shit.
She's going to say it's her opinion.
Yes, it's an opinion, but it doesn't, like, because women always talk about what's a good man, what's a good man, what's a good man. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody perfect, fam.
No.
You know, we brothers. Me and you.
Yeah, yeah.
I know I'm not perfect. I've never been perfect. You know what I'm saying? Never would say that shit.
I'm nowhere near perfect.
But would that make me not a great father if I'm not a great husband?
But, you know, they would say, if you can't lead your household, how can you lead the world? Maybe that's what they were thinking when they were talking.
But that's not the same thing, man. Like, because, you know, what are you talking about? That's why that statement is so blanket. You don't know what Coretta went through.
Yeah.
You don't know what their relationship is. So you're just saying some shit like that. It's just insane, bro.
And we should hear from the kids because, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, that's who
they
he was
leading. They love their father.
Right.
Anytime you see any of the King children talking about their dad, first of all, they lost him at a young age.
Right.
The brother was in his 30s.
Yeah. He was doing all that in his 30s.
In his 30s.
Yeah. Yeah. And they already say men don't become men until what, 45, 50?
Like, right? It's, you know, we're asking for perfection. And look, I'm not condoning anything. I think, I also understand some shit ain't none of my fucking business.
Mm. Hey, they don't know how to, I mean, not they, but this generation don't know how to mind their own business. That's not what happens.
But to say, hey, Dr. Martin Luther King is not great because he didn't check up all the boxes.
Mm.
This brother also did all this shit without getting paid.
Yeah, that's real. Danny said, damn.
No, for real. Him and Malcolm X didn't, when they died, they didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
They left legacy, but didn't have no financial version to show for that shit.
Yeah, they sacrificed their lives for us.
So here we go. We got new rich niggas talking shit about what somebody's not great and what they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you reaping the fucking benefits of this shit.
Right. So she might not have been able to do that podcast for Martin
Luther
King.
If it wasn't for Dr. Martin Luther King, also if it wasn't for Coretta Scott King having the strength to still stand next to him and knew the movement was more important than their personal shit.
Hmm. Yeah, that's real.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real.
That's who really should get the huge applause is Coretta Scott King, which the beautiful thing is when he passed away, when years, you know, as years went down the line, Coretta still stood by what the movement was.
Mm.
And that's what fucking mattered. And so, like, to hear a young lady saying that shit.
Yeah.
And don't even think about the disrespect. You disrespected Coretta Scott King by saying that shit.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm sure she didn't think that far into it.
Dude, you don't have to hit every category to be great some shit.
No. Yeah, nobody's perfect, so, I mean.
That's just like, hey, if you have a bad comedy show, like if Beastie Boy had a bad set somewhere.
Right.
Is she not a comedian no more because she had a bad set? Can you still not be a great comedian because you bummed once or twice?
Nah, you can still be great.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, B. Simone, we need answers. No.
I mean, they just heard. Like, this is my thing, man. Like, you know, Dr. King never portrayed himself as somebody that was perfect.
Okay.
He never said that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen people do that shit before. Like, Cosby.
Cosby.
Wanted to be the America's dad for real.
All right.
I mean, like, people, you know, I'm like, you know, it's still controversial. Like, people blame Hannibal for everything that happened to Cosby, but it wasn't on Hannibal. He ain't do shit. Cosby was talking shit about a lot of us. You need to pull your pants up, you need to do this, and then you need, y'all don't know what you're talking about, and then the hip hop, and then you be cursing, and like, nigga, you drug people. What the fuck are you talking shit about anybody?
So, hey, you
talk about that? No, Eddie Murphy, well, no, nobody talked about any of that.
I was about to say.
But Eddie Murphy talked about him calling him on Raw. And, you know, he was like, man, the filth flowing, which was a real phone call. Hmm. You know, and it's not even no disrespect to Cosby, too, because Cosby did a lot of great things for our community and our business, everything. But, man, when you try to portray yourself as fucking perfect, it is impossible. Mm-hmm. Because people can't wait to knock your ass down off that shit.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's, you know, unfortunately, even with Will Smith,
man,
having this image of like you living up some shit that's hard, bro. Like you're a human fucking being, which is why, like, you know.
Do you think Will ever portrayed himself as perfect or close to it? Like,
I don't think he ever. No, he didn't do that. He just was displaying a good person.
Right.
That's all he was doing, giving out great advice, trying to motivate people, inspire, whatever. Yeah. But then once again, once you give yourself whatever that or participate in that persona. It's fucking tough.
Yeah, it's hard to live up to that.
It's hard to live up to that.
It's impossible, really.
It's impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Which would probably give you energy to go up and slap somebody. Like, it's just like, which, I mean, look, now we've moved past the slap.
Yeah, we've gone. But.
Do you think it was, I've kind of started to believe that shit was, I heard Cat Williams talking about this in an interview, that he don't think it was real.
Really?
He think it was set up.
Why?
It's a lot of reasons for that shit. The Oscars has been boring as fuck for the last few years. Because when you go back and look at it, right, it was kind of shot perfectly.
Yeah, it was. Like right behind him.
I was like, wait, you could have, you'd be telling the dude in the control room, like, wait a minute, oh, he getting up. Camera two, go to camera two. Right. Okay, switch back to camera one. Zoom in. The fuck out of here. Like, you act like you had the NBA or NBC camera dude. Man, you know, this shit. Not zoom in. Oh, dang. Shit. Bah. Okay, zoom out. Okay, he went back to his seat. Wait a minute, he's yelling something. Go back to him. Okay, show Lupita in the background a little bit, looking shocked.
Nah, if we could get them in here to tell us exactly what was going through their minds at the time, that would be hilarious, actually. And that was a Will Packer production, right?
Will Packer production. Mm-hmm. But would anybody admit, like, what if it was right. Stage? How far do you let that shit go? Before somebody like, hey, y'all, look. Before y'all fire Will from everything, we were just playing.
Before y'all banned him. And now he banned for 10 years.
Before y'all, let's tell me he can't do nothing else. Swiffle God, they was just playing.
They were just playing. But they should have came out and said that would have saved him 10 years. But does it matter? That he's,
I don't, you know. It's so weird what, and what, you know what's funny about that is how up in arms everybody was.
Man, every
and
day.
We don't see the same energy when it has come to the shootings recently, you know, at the grocery store.
Man.
They talked about the Will Smith, Chris Rock slap every fucking moment for damn near a month. Mm-hmm. Maybe they talked about that shooting for a week for real with that energy. You had Jim Carrey, you had all these, the actors and the actresses like, what that did, it was traumatizing and blah, 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 right? All that shit. And they say shit about the shootings.
Oh.
Like, whole murders, which was is way more traumatized.
Do you think it's because it's so touchy?
That no, people it's don't, not fucking
touchy. They always do this.
No, they pick and choose what that shit is. Hmm. They, you know, when, I'm going to tell you something, this is some real shit. When you're somebody like a Will Smith that, especially white people, love you, like, bruh, like, they don't want you to make any mistakes or whatever that case may be. They want you to be a perfect motherfucker. And then you could tell where the jealousy is. Mm. These other movie stars talking shit about Will because they probably don't like how the fuck Will been winning. When he did the Chris was traumatizing. Mm. Oh, so fuck that innocent people show up at a grocery store minding their fucking business.
Man.
And an 18-year-old plotted and planned, bought a fucking assault rifle, and went on purpose murdered them on a day they didn't know they were gonna die, doing some normal everyday shit, and specifically aimed for black people.
That's tough.
I be wanting to see the same fucking energy you gave that slap to that shit. Going to Good Morning America and all that shit, got these fucking statements, and then you get the fuck out of here.
Right. And you're pretty consistent. You talk about everything. Right. You give things that you shed light on things that happened years ago, but people will stop talking about it. You still posting about it or talking about it. So,
well, that's what goes back to, like, you know, if I go back to what B. Simone said about Dr. Martin Luther King, like, what are we doing? Are we just talking about shit for shock value, or are we really going to talk about real shit?
Everything's about headlines these
days. It's dumb, though. Like, are you going to speak out for something that's real? Like, you know, fucking gun laws.
Yeah. Steve Kerr did a good job speaking on it.
But man, Steve Kerr? Yeah. Man, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
He was like, when he hit that desk, I'm like, shit.
No.
Steve Kerr like, I mean, not to be like that. Look, I try not to make everything black and white, but I love it when white people get upset. They like to hit shit like, come on! Damn it! What are we gonna do? Come on! I am sick. They always like yell and then go back. Come on! What are we going to do? It's like, what the fuck?
That's how white people get upset to
white
you.
White people get upset like, let me say this. Those senators in that fucking white building. It's not, I'm like, damn, all right, shit.
They mean it, man. They mean business.
But he was right.
No, he's right. 100%.
It is so many things happening right now that is like, you know, when you see children, like, these senators, these assholes are like, they try to find more ways to make the schools like in some type of prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to get these doors and they get these special windows and these bulletproof. No, they're at fucking school. How about we let people just buy guns without no real research being done?
All right. So they bought off the internet.
Dude. It's a video out where, I don't know what network it was, did like this thing where they had this young white kid, I think he was like 13 or 14, go buy a gun easily from a shop. No questions asked, no research, no nothing. That is how easy it is to get that shit. That's why when they was like, oh, this kid was being picked on because of his clothes. Clothes? Nigga, you bought a gun. You could go get some outfits. Right. If you could buy a gun, you can get some fucking outfits.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the mental health. And look, we talked about it. We had a whole episode about that. That's real shit.
Yeah.
That shit is on purpose. When you posting shit, when you writing shit, you're literally doing that shit on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, What happened at that, you know, at Robb Elementary? Is that the name of the school?
Robb Elementary. Yeah, you got what's up.
How do you pronounce that city?
Is it Uvalde?
Uvalde. Robb Elementary. This is what's crazy about that. As the days has went on, we've learned way more shit.
Man.
That has happened.
The details are insane.
It is absurd.
It does, man.
What the police did and admitted to it.
Yeah, we should have went in earlier.
Dude, you had parents hearing their kids scream, and these motherfuckers was chilling. Y'all the police. You supposed to be running in there. Ain't that what y'all do? That's fucking scary.
Yeah.
It was a mom. She's like, fuck that shit. They had her in handcuffs. She taught them how to get out of the handcuffs and ran in that motherfucker and got her kid.
Yeah, I heard that. Thank God she did. But it's like, how did that? Like, why did nobody else? It's just weird.
These cats had bulletproof vests and guns.
What was their rationale of why they did it? Just what, safety protocol? Like what?
They didn't know. They didn't have no real rationale. It was a terrible game plan. They could have just rushed that bitch.
Yeah, one person.
Like, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Y'all have all this equipment. We give millions of dollars of our tax money for all these fucking inventive ass shits they have and secret things and the battering rams and all this shit. And they didn't use none of that shit. And was yelling at the fucking parents. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Man, yeah. I mean, I don't even, it doesn't make sense. I was hoping those stories weren't true, but I said, what else? I mean.
The gun laws in this country, all that shit, the police, this shooting exposed a gang of shit.
Mm-hmm. But who's going to fix it? That's the question.
Well, just think about it. Voting, I think now is more important. This is why they've been fighting these voting laws recently. Mm-hmm. People are fed up, and I think we're tired of just letting motherfuckers go into office just because they have a good enough commercial or like, all right, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's like, hey, when are you motherfuckers going to do your jobs?
Right.
Like, this gun law, other countries don't have this shit going on. Dude, it is a whole war going on in Ukraine and Russia. For the Ukrainian president to, like, feel bad for us while he's fighting a war is kind of crazy.
Huh.
Because to them, can you imagine that not making sense? Your whole nation is under fucking fire. And you're hearing about America, like, our guns is used to kill innocent people. Not no war.
Well, you think it's too far gone? So many people have guns, so like, everybody should just have one so they can protect themselves? I mean, I guess
that don't make sense neither. That's the whole thing. Everybody like, well, everybody get a gun, the teacher should have a gun. Yeah, nigga, what the teacher had an attitude? I don't, anybody right. ever had a crazy the teacher
having
before?
A bad day? Yeah.
Nigga, you've been heckling your teacher, man, shut the fuck up. Oh, shut the fuck up? You shut the fuck, whoa! Like, I don't want to see that shit. I've had some crazy teachers in my life where, like, I don't know if they would have. All right, look, I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
But I don't trust all the teachers I had. Like, some of the motherfuckers hated us. They used to come to work like, fuck, what the fuck with these dumbass kids? You ever had a teacher talk to themselves and you could hear him and he'd see us sitting there like, I fucking hate my life. You know, you're like, damn, I fucking kids. West side of Chicago.
I was about to say, that's a west side of Chicago stuff.
Shut your ass up, man.
I'm just saying, it must have been only over there. No, south side, we don't do that over there. No.
Get the fuck out of here.
Our teachers don't act like that.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have. But see, my era is old ass teachers. It was teachers I had that taught my parents.
Huh?
Yes, nigga. Like, taught my parents. He remembered them niggas. Nigga name was. I don't know if that was his last name. I'm about to say his
first name.
The nigga name was. He was a cool motherfucker. He just walk around singing the blues and shit. Always had shirts on an inappropriately unbuttoned.
Had a chest hair out and
nigga,
chain.
I swear to God.
Jerry Curl.
But it was, I guess at the time, it wasn't a big deal to do that, but like, somebody should have turned this nigga in.
Turned him in.
You ain't supposed to be showing your chest hair in front of the students.
Was this high school?
Yes.
Oh, that's even worse. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it was bad either way. But
I mean, no disrespect. I mean, he was cool. It went with his aura. We got another teacher. I guess I'm going to have to change these niggas' name. Oh, we're going to have to bleep it out. I know this nigga was drunk every day. Because he used to get so fucking... Come on now, goddammit. He was in charge of the computer room. Lit. He had the drunk nigga lip. You know, nigga put a lot of cologne on because you could smell the alcohol in it. Nigga was fucked up.
Damn, man.
Every fucking day. And he used to get mad as fuck in the computer room.
This was at Crane?
Yes, my nigga.
Dang, I couldn't imagine that, dog. I was with Whitney Young. There's nothing like that.
Some characters, bro.
Nothing like that happened. And it's crazy. Dave taught at Crane later, of course. Mm-hmm. So it's like, do the teachers not look like that anymore, act like that anymore?
Like, Dave is somebody we would have gave hell.
Oh, yeah.
Friend Dave
Heller. Yeah, y'all would have killed my cousin.
His cousin.
Yeah, that was terrible.
We would have been like, shut your ass. Like, that's what makes his joke funny about the kids fucking with him.
Yeah, because it really happened.
Yeah, 100%.
It definitely happened.
Oh, we had a teacher named. And she looked like whatever she wore in 1965, that's what she kept wearing. Hairstyle and everything. It was kind of weird. She's like, don't you know? She had like talk like that, don't you know? Type of shit.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
I had a teacher say, I'm Russian because I'm Russian. And I was, it took me forever because she was always moving fast. So she said, I'm Russian because she was Russian. So, and I just thought that was clever.
That's why when you get older, you start humanizing. Once again, you humanize teachers. Yeah. My friends are teachers. Like a gym teacher's a weird person too. Hmm? A motherfucker that just teach gym.
Why is the person that teach gym weird?
They walk around in jogging suits and a whistle for hours every fucking day.
They also come up with activities, make you do exercise.
Some of that shit didn't even make sense. Like, think about climbing a rope. Why the fuck are we doing it? You got splinters in your fucking hands and shit? Because that was a smooth rope.
No.
It'd be ropes they had for years.
Now they get to change the rope out at least.
Yeah, they never change the ropes out.
Yeah, you're right. Like, make you a gladiator, man. You get stronger, your stamina. You know, it's also good for cardio. You got to think about it. They were really teaching, man.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
At that time, I'll tell you how fucked up all my shit was. Even our gym room was fucked up. Because it was the same one they had for years. My parents went to this fucking school. My aunties. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yo, they went to Crane?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, nigga.
What?
My aunt Jenny was with the... Nigga, everybody went to Crane.
I never knew.
Roger Ebert's wife went to Crane.
How? When was that?
Aunt Jenny and all them went. They all graduated together. They hang out now.
They had white people at Crane?
They didn't have... Motherfucker, that's not... Nigga, she had... No. She married a nigga later. But she went to Crane. So they had the same gym floor. Like, when I tell you this, I was busting my shit every day running suicides. Because it was slippery. We didn't have a new floor yet. Mm-hmm. Shit.
Well, you know, maybe we should go back to Crane and see if we can help. You know?
We can do what?
Get a new floor or something. Get a new rope. I mean, they probably still got that rope hanging, yeah, man.
That rope, I'm to my splinters, nigga. I used to fuck my fingers up. It's a whole new school now. They have a black woman principal who's amazing.
Okay.
She's dope.
Okay.
I got a chance to talk to her during quarantine.
How did you? Mm-hmm. So you definitely need to go check it out, man. Just see, man.
We'll see, man. It's one of those things, you go back in there. You remember when Mr. Clark came back to Eastside High?
Oh, my God.
After he left and then came back and was just fucked up. And they like got the music playing really sad. Ding, 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 ding. Like, damn.
That is really your favorite movie of all time.
Stop. Lean on Me. She's one of the greatest movies of all time. It's so fucking real, raw. It just reminded me of like, shit, my high school. High school was tough.
Hey, mm-hmm. Real, how did we get off of the B. Simone stuff? So a question.
Ain't that what podcast is?
So
why the fuck we talking about the same thing the whole time?
No, because I want to go back and ask. Because you were talking about the good man. Nobody's perfect, right? So what? Maybe we should ask April this. What makes a good man a good man? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, first of all, I think it's kind of funny that B. Simone used MLK as an example because Coretta Scott King actually said until her death that Martin didn't cheat on her. Mm-hmm. That was actually disinformation meant to mislead people by the FBI to shit on that nigga. So there's that. I don't think that he cheated because his wife said that he did not. So I think that there is such a thing, actually, as somebody being good and faithful to you. I think B. Simone was having a triggered moment.
She said that. She said triggered. She used the word triggered. Like, yeah.
That video was intense.
And then when they added the music?
Yeah, the music. It scared the shit out of me.
The music definitely.
She was like this. Like, I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm going to put my hands up. Like,
I think that was a trailer for Surviving MLK to let the way they did
nah,
it.
Nah, she.
Yeah, but it's hard to say what that is, though. Like, people aren't perfect. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, we as Black people, we have a lot of things that we have to heal from. Mm. Especially because we came into this country having our own set of structure. Mm-hmm. And coming out of slavery, it's like you're really in survival mode. And so I think for a lot of Black people across the board, you're seeing how a white society was ran, because you look at a master and how he's treating his wife, and you think that's how you're supposed to treat your woman. Mm-hmm. And I think there's just a lot of stuff that we have to unlearn and heal from. So the men that are healing, mm-hmm. that are going to therapy, I think those men are the ones that are doing it right. And actually, and ask what kind of therapist they're going to. Because I went on a date last week, and this man told me he was in therapy, and then I found out he was only seeing a sex therapist.
Wow.
I'm like, damn. I don't know what that does to your mental.
What
though.
The fuck is a sex therapist? Yeah. Is he too horny?
Is that what
That's
it?
What I was wondering. I was like, are you addicted to sex?
Is he
like,
a nympho?
What did
he
say?
I didn't even dig into it. I was so thrown off. I was like, okay, well, I think we're done here. Because that just felt like a lie. And so, you know.
So did he tell you he went to a sex therapist?
Well, he told me he was in therapy. And then, like, 2 days later, we had a really good first date. And then, like, 2 days later, we're, like, out again and we're talking. And, you know, I was saying how I was looking for a new therapist. And
attention to the sex therapist.
Yeah, and he told me that his therapist was a sex therapist.
Huh.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I don't think I need that same kind of therapy. So
wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, y'all next date, can you dive in?
But this thing about it. Okay, that's interesting. So you would stop talking to this brother because he go to a sex therapist?
Well, no, it wasn't just that. It was some other things that like kind of like came out because it. It kind of came out because we had bumped heads and he, like, I don't know, he kind of overreacted to something that I was like, whoop. And I'm like, okay, so maybe you're figuring out who you are in a relationship, because he told me he was like a recovering fuckboy. And so he was.
Wait, the brother said that he's a recovering fuckboy. He told you that.
A recovering fuckboy.
Yeah.
And he go to sex therapy. This guy's different.
Yeah. He must be a mean therapist or whoever his sex therapist is. You a fuckboy.
You will not be a fuckboy anymore.
Yeah,
that's
so I'm like.
Sex, that's fuckboy shit.
So I'm thinking maybe that's to figure out how to like navigate relationships, but I don't think that really helps you process your emotions very well. So make sure you asking these dudes, what kind of therapist?
Well, you know, it's interesting. That's what a debate is, too, because I feel like most women think they're good women. Like, most women are like, I'm a good-ass woman.
Right,
I'm a good-ass fucking woman. And so when I see shit like that, and I've literally heard her, you know, say stuff like, I'm looking for a good man, da, 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 da. But like, nigga, if you triggered like that, you can't even meet a good motherfucker, because whatever I say to you is going to drive your ass the fuck crazy.
Yeah.
You're going to automatically go back to whatever place that was with that motherfucker that treated you like that.
Yeah, she needs some healing too, huh?
Man, everybody love to throw this healing shit out, but everybody needs it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And healing ain't going to, nobody's going to be all the way healed.
Right.
It's fucking impossible.
Yeah.
You'll never meet somebody like, well, I'm healed. That's for these sessions.
Yeah, you got to continually work on it, continue to have those conversations.
But that's just a human being, right? And that's why, like, relationship-wise, like, that's why, like, it is a disconnect between Black men and Black women. Especially dating now. It's a huge disconnect. And it's really because of communication. Like, a lot of conversations we only have amongst ourselves and not with each other. You know what I mean? Like, it should be more brunches where it's men and women there, not just the all-female brunch. They're like, all these fuckboys. And all the nigga brunches. But these women ain't shit.
But it's always that guard up, man, where people aren't always, they're not being honest to the other, each other.
Well, that's because we're just not talking. We're not talking about what we truly want for real.
Oh, yeah.
And we're talking about everybody. And I'm talking about, like, you know, there's Black men out here that specifically, like, you know, I talk about this all the time. They love the clones. You know
what the clones?
You know what the clones is? Yeah, well, I'll break it down.
The clones.
Oh, I'll tell you what the clones is.
Okay.
The clones is, like, basically, like, the Kardashians. You know what I mean? That you know, Jesse Wu said this shit so perfectly. Motherfuckers want to look like Black women and have the look and the swag and the body and the curves, but do not want the experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's real shit. That's what the clones do. And then so these brothers,
especially here in LA, specifically, go after the goddamn club.
Man, I actually have a take on that. I was in the barbershop last week. I was asking the guys in there about that. And one of the guys, he's from PG County, which is like one of the blackest counties in America, right? He told me that when he got out to LA, he was like, I started seeing shit I ain't never seen before. Like, I started seeing, you know, these non-black women with these black women bodies. Mm. And I was just trying to figure out, you know, what's up with that? Mm. But that was literally his thing, was like, he's like, I just never have seen this. So I'm attracted to it or curious about it from a physicality standpoint.
Well, that's a different reason. I know cats that specifically say, this is what I'm going after. If you go to a day party in LA,
okay,
and look at all the sections, the clones are there. They all look exactly the fucking same makeup job, same butts, same lips. It is fucking insane. It is insane. It is cats that specifically go after that. I've seen niggas kick the chocolate girls out the sections.
Damn. Kick them out the section.
No, for real. And so, like, that's a real fucking thing. And that's a fucking problem. It makes me think about, do you hate your sisters or your mom and your auntie?
No, they just don't want to date them.
But what's the fucking reason for that shit?
It's different. Now I'm speaking from where I'm thinking they're coming from, because you get it, but is that forever, or is that just for that time period? Then they'll marry their black queen.
But see, this is interesting. We're in a weird time, because at first it was a time where it was kind of more or less about colorism more than anything as far as dating, where like, oh, I'm gonna get a red bone, and they was still a black woman, but I'm gonna get this red bone, and I'm gonna get this, da, 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 da. And then it just went away from all that shit to like, oh shit. Which is very interesting too. Like, you know, I got my chocolate kids, mm-hmm. my babies, and Raina, all of, you got a baby Lachey, and you know, these are black women. Mm-hmm. And then my girlfriend now, Danella, is a beautiful black woman. But like, sometimes when I post her, I get like these comments like, oh, see, he went to LA and got him a light skinned woman, because that's what these niggas do when they get successful. And I'm like, that ain't what the fuck I did. I found love.
Right.
And, you know, I think sometimes that is what's taking out that, you know, those conversations, too. I look at, like, some of my homies that are black men that are married to white women. Some of them niggas wasn't liked by a lot of black women.
You got a lot of friends? Not a lot.
I got quite a few.
Really?
And they wasn't, because they was a certain type of guy.
Hmm.
And you talking about, like, it was a time where, like, if you know, motherfuckers would call you soft. Like, oh, you too nice. A woman would say that to a nigga. Oh, yeah, you just too nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want nobody too nice.
Yeah.
The fuck you talking about?
Yeah, that was a big thing about, what, 10 years, 10, 15
years
ago? But
that be shit passed down. That you don't think you deserve a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, we need, yeah. What you think about nice guys? You date nice guys? You got to have a little edge. Look at her. Look at her. Look at her.
I'm healing. But I do agree with Braille, though, because I have another take on that. I feel like a lot of dudes come to LA and they were like cornballs wherever they came from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially because a lot of people come out here to be artists or models, actors, you know, and a lot of people don't understand like why you don't want to dribble a ball or play football. It's like, what? You want to play the piano?
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird, it's confusing, but then you come out here, your art is appreciated and it's respected, and you kind of have this, I think you kind of have this internal battle with your ego, because you're confused as to why people rock with you out here, but they didn't rock with you at home. And so you kind of carry some of that internal resentment. It was like, well, the black girls at home didn't mess with me, so I don't know why they would mess with me out here.
Mm.
When they mess with you out here and people rock with you, they only mess with you because they rock with you. But really, the black girls are weirdos too. Mm-hmm. It's the same girls that was in art and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. It was just more acceptable.
Right.
So I think there's like a disconnect in that.
Yeah, that goes back. Everybody always tripping about, like, people at home, they hating on me, or I can't, you know.
So. Well, but it goes back to what she's saying. Like, mm-hmm. it's a conversation, once again, that's just not being had. We're like, all right, cool. You know, you look at, like, somebody like a Kanye West is a great example.
That's the first person came up.
You could tell was, like, considered probably a lame-ass nigga in a way, because he was an artsy motherfucker.
Yeah, at that time.
And so, like, you know, but it's weird to me. Why do they think those black women don't exist? I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so what makes, because what makes, so the white girls weird? Are the clones weird?
Or maybe they just want a black man.
I don't know. It's something weird going on, man, in our society. I mean, like, you know, I have an extremely dope ass, beautiful girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And from the South, dope as fuck, black woman. And I used to struggle with that too, as far as like, would I date outside my race?
You said no.
I wasn't comfortable.
Yeah, you always said no.
I work with anybody. I love everybody. But, like, my personal space is very...
Yeah.
I don't know what conversations I can have about certain things. It's like, wait, what the fuck you say?
Man, I was on a plane. I was on a plane scrolling, and it said one of the police officers in the George Floyd joint had, like, took a plea. And I was looking. I'm, like, halfway kind of trying to read. A white lady next to me goes, oh, wow. Is that breaking news? What? I'm looking like, you know, I was like, I think so. She's like, oh, where can I finish? She started looking it up as well. So I don't know what place that came from, but it was just interesting that she asked me that. And like, I'm sitting on the plane, like, you all in my phone like that? What else was I looking at?
That's funny.
But that really happened. I was like, yo.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, man. Have you ever dated outside your race?
Dated?
Yeah.
I don't know about dated. Dated. Have I? I hope I'm not missing somebody.
I mean, you should be the double.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, but okay. I'm saying.
I get it.
I mean, I never had, I mean, like white. Like not mm-hmm. like, not Latina, like that's Hispanic, nothing like that.
Like a straight white, up white girl. Pure white woman. Pure white. All the way white. Ain't no. She ain't grew up in the hood. She is a white woman.
Oh, ain't grew up in the hood? Oh.
Like, come on, guys. Like, they don't even have black people around them unless they work for them. White woman.
Nah, not long term, nah.
That's, to me, that's like, that's such a specific, like, that's the South.
I'm gonna say no. The answer's no, man. I just wanted to kind of think about it.
But I mean, have you ever dated a Latino woman?
Yeah. Latina's cool.
I've literally only really dated black women. It's only been a few.
Nah, you had some Latinas. Bruh, that white girl that one time.
Who?
Man, I made it up, man.
I'm like, bro, I'm like, excuse me, my nigga? Y'all about to be like, who the fuck you say? Who? And it's nothing against that, right? I just think, like, you know, I think love is important. Like, if you're doing that shit out of love,
yeah,
that's different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because now we got some black men that looking, you know, black women who marry white men, like, look at this motherfucker. Hmm. Like the Supreme Court judge that just got appointed, like, people made a big deal.
She married a white man?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm like,
I didn't know that.
That's who was probably available where she went to school at.
But don't she got a daughter though, right? That don't mean nothing.
What the fuck they got to do with it?
Nothing. I just remember the picture of the girl. And I don't know why I thought she had a black man, but it's none of my business. That's cool.
Look at that. Oh, Ketanji Brown Jackson. That is a name. And her husband's last name is Jackson, right?
Man, you sure he white, man?
He white as Patrick G. Jackson.
Patrick G. Jackson. And the G is for...
I'm gonna tell you something. That is a black-ass name.
Yeah, I mean, Patrick G. He's black.
Black women, that's acceptable, I think, if you marry a white man with a black-ass name.
Patrick G. Jackson.
So that's what most of these black men got to do. Y'all got to find white women with black names.
Okay.
You got to marry you a Jackie.
Jackie?
Yeah, you got to marry a Jackie, man.
Okay.
What's a good another black name? Lissandra, but a white woman.
Is it?
Lissandra? Patrick G. Jackson. Pat Jackson.
Pat Jackson. Now, I remember one of the questions I wanted to ask was, do personal shortcomings diminish public accomplishments? Now that goes back to the MLK, Dr. King.
No, I don't think so. I mean,
no.
Well, it goes back to, do we separate the art or whatever from the person?
Yeah, that.
And, you know, it goes back to the fucking Cosby.
Yeah. They canceled him for a man, but it was still on TV. It wasn't, yeah, they stopped for a while.
But when they cancel a black man, they take everything from this nigga.
Right.
I don't even know what Weinstein got taken away from. He was still going to comedy shows. He only act like he was fucked up when he went to court. other than that he was chilling, I don't even think nobody bring him up no more.
Nope. I ain't heard about him.
And Harvey did all types of shit. God, they took away shit he donated. They didn't get the money back, the schools.
All right.
They're like, oh, fuck, we got this not the Bill Cosby Library no more. But we gonna keep the money. Y'all ain't get a nigga money back.
Oh, I wonder who library was, like Morris
they
Chestnut?
They took all that shit from that brother. And look, I think Cosby got what he deserved.
Wow. Got what he deserved.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the word deserved.
But at the same time, it's like.
He earned it. The earned it.
But it's whatever the punishment of what things is going to be. Like, it has nothing. I've learned to separate myself from whatever my opinion is. We have laws.
And then another thing. Okay, so now that he's off, like, he did his time. So, like, can people leave it alone now? Can he get back to society? Or is it going to forever be a stain? I think that once you do your time, let's erase that, man. Move on.
It's just tough because it's the public opinion of everything. And Bill Cosby really did kind of, like, separate the black community. Because there's a lot of artists that still defend him, like comics. They like, oh, fuck what y'all talking about. Niggas still hate Hannibal, all type of shit. Mm.
There's people, too. Somebody got you mistaken for Hannibal one day. And they was like, oh, I don't fuck with him. And I was like, why not? And they brought up the Cosby thing. I was like, that's Little Rel. That's not Hannibal. They were like, oh, okay, he cool.
What? See, that's what I'm saying. Everybody act like Hannibal outed Cosby, and he fucking didn't.
Right.
All he did was speak the fact. It wasn't like it wasn't online. These were conversations we were having in diners. Before it became public, with like male and female comics bringing the shit up all the time.
Wow.
Late at night, like, well, Cosby did this or that. Because it was all there. It's almost like, how does nigga get away with that shit for so long? Like, you know, because even with, like, you think about people that still love R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, we talking about Chicago women too. It's some Chicago women that will fucking kill you if you say some shit about R. Kelly.
Yeah. I mean,
this nigga sending this nigga money.
Yeah, I mean, but we from the crib. You understand what that was. You didn't really enjoy him and whatever.
Nigga, but I felt how I felt about it. I told this story a couple times. I actually told it on Jimmy Kimmel a little bit. But when I did stand-in work for Trapped in the Closet, me and Matt, my brother Matt.
Uh-huh.
And this one I was like, okay, I don't know if I fuck with this nigga. He had one of his dancers that used to dance, one of background dancers. She was doing stand-in work, too. So all of us would talk every day and laugh, whatever. And I remember seeing this nigga looking at me like, fuck, she enjoying their company for? Like, that's what it felt like. The next day, she would not fucking talk to us. She almost act like we didn't exist. And we was like, me and Matt was like, what the fuck? And I remember pulling to the side like, yo, did I do something to you? She's like, no, Robert doesn't want me talking to you. What? And then this is all true, okay? This nigga had all the women around him and had us standing on the other side and literally was just like looking at me and my brother like, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I said, nigga, and I remember telling people, they're like, you're real, you a hater. No, this is sick son of a bitch. This motherfucker's crazy. That was my first one. The second one, right there with this nigga, was at John Singleton's birthday party. I think John Singleton just turned 50. Wasn't no real VIP area in there. It was a bunch of celebrities there. Everybody's having a good time. R. Kelly created a VIP area in a place that didn't fucking have one. Sent one of his homeboys to come over there and say, yeah, Robert want to say what's up, he a fan. And I was like, nigga, I'm good. And I remember him looking at me, smoking a cigar, like, dude, I don't like you. I never have. Because he was an asshole. It was even before that. It was at a comedy show he was at one time. And he was just, I remember speaking to him. He was just looking at me like, why the fuck are you speaking to me?
Oh, man.
Fuck R. Kelly.
Well, he's getting some help now. And maybe come back a different man.
This thing about it. This don't have shit to do with the allegations.
Mm-hmm.
The nigga just wasn't nice.
Yeah, I mean, this could help. Rehabilitation. Is that what jail's for? Rehabilitation?
I
I can't even tell you who told me the best stories about
she
this
said,
man.
No.
I can't tell you. I won't because I ain't danger.
No.
But I heard a great story. Yo, you know this nigga, after his concerts, will just go work at a McDonald's for no reason.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking work the drive-thru. In whatever city he was a fucking in. And was dead fucking serious. Making fries, burgers. Nobody would even stop this nigga. You know how unsanitary that is? Some nigga come from a concert and cooking my goddamn food that's been sweating for fucking 2.5 hours?
He loved McDonald's, man.
He did. He was at McDonald's all the fucking time in Chicago. Rock and roll McDonald's. Look, I mean, look, and this thing about R. Kelly, like, I don't know why I'm talking about R. Kelly. So yeah, it's a real R. Kelly rant. But you do realize he wasn't the only motherfucker doing what he did.
Absolutely.
All them niggas was hollering at high school girls. When I was in high school, it was nothing but old niggas pulling up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the biggest dope dealers, all that shit. Them niggas had 15-year-old girlfriends in their 30s.
Yeah. They couldn't.
And the parents let it happen. See, that's what people don't talk about is it's weird. It was almost like a deal.
Yeah.
It was kind of fucking weird. It actually happened way more in our community than it's talked about.
Yeah, they used to always have to check the age as who can come to prom. I remember. I remember all that.
Nigga, they didn't even do that then. At my nigga.
Oh, well, you went to Crane. You went to Crane.
Shut the fuck up. They
let anything happen. Yeah.
That was those years.
Oh, sorry.
Whitney Young had motherfucking old nigga boyfriends too, nigga. Okay. What the fuck you talking about?
I'm just saying, y'all have no, like, rules. I knew a nigga.
Bleep this name. It was a nigga named had a car. Rim, sounds. He was our friend, and we didn't realize how sick this nigga was, so I became an adult. Like, why is this old nigga hanging out with 14-year-olds? He was like our best friend, because had a car. We all ride with would talk to the girls our age, but we didn't think it was, I don't know why we didn't think it was wrong, because I think we was cool with him.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got older, and I'm like, wait, was like 20, why was he hanging out with us?
Yeah.
Was he hanging out with us to holler at the girls? And nobody stopped the shit.
Who gonna stop it?
The adults didn't do shit.
Oh, yeah, them. They weren't around like that. They were too busy working.
That's not an excuse.
I'm just saying.
It's not true, man. It's a taboo thing that we don't talk about because it wasn't just R. Kelly doing that shit.
No, not at all.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I have a daughter. It's nowhere in hell Brittany's dating some old nigga.
Do you think any of that has to do with maybe, like, neighborhood protection from, like, crime and stuff? Or just even, like, you talking about, like, these big dope dealers that maybe have money that can maybe help out their moms and stuff with bills and they kind of just,
that's
like,
what was happening.
Yeah.
That's exactly what was happening. You know, it's weird because we see it in movies. You watch Paid in Full, right? And what's his name? Sister was dating the dope dealer. Right? Maybe he was trying to leave money and shit. Like, that shit existed.
Hmm.
A lot more than you think.
Yeah, never really think about it, actually. Until, like, right now.
No, it was fucking crazy. And, you know, Color Purple exposes that. It was a time when a motherfucker would just talk to the dad, say, I want one of your daughters. That shit used to happen.
Man.
So, you know, it's black people just got to talk about a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit that's so buried that is to me now coming up. It's been passed down. Like, I think it's a such thing as generational healing.
Mm-hmm.
But that means motherfuckers gonna have to have honest conversations about things in your family that nobody wants to fucking talk about.
Yeah.
That's what makes Gerard Special so fucking dope to me, because he didn't mind, he exposed generations of the men in his family and for what the fuck they did. Mm. And the only way you could change this being saying, hey man, that's fucked up.
Right. And changing it and going forth. I mean, you can't change other people. It's, I mean, you can have the conversations, but you can't change people.
The funniest joke Gerard tells that to me is about like his father being disappointed in both of them. Like, are you gay? And you only fuck your wife? He's telling his brother. It's just so funny to be like, you only fuck your wife? What? You know, it's so many conversations that has to happen. I want to see black men and black women have more honest conversations with each other, though.
Yeah.
That's relationships in general, man.
I think this is good, like, going from what B. Simone was talking about to you, like, having this conversation, kind of having it via, you know, a podcast, talking back and forth. So maybe we could bring that together in some kind of way in the future.
I'd love to sit down and talk to her about and what that really means to her. Like, what? Because that just doesn't make any... Because not one thing makes anybody just whatever it is. Like, you're great for whatever you do.
Yeah.
You know, you could be a great basketball player and a terrible fucking husband and father. You could be a great husband and father and be a terrible basketball player. Does that make you not great in general or dope in general? I don't fucking know.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to bring him up, but I will real quick. I might delete all this. But Nick Cannon, you know, they got so many thoughts about him. Like, is he a great man because of what he's doing or his personal business? I'm like, what does that mean? Is that the same thing?
Right? He's still a great father.
Right.
He can't be a great father because he got several baby mamas?
Yeah, they say because he can't be there for each kid.
That's not true, though.
I'm reading. When I read, I'm like, wow.
They act like he the first nigga with 8 fucking kids.
Everybody had back in the day. My mama was 1 of 8.
My mama was 1 of 8. It was so many 8 to 10 motherfuckers, and they had to work all day, too. They made it work.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess people are just trying to get away from the past, but not really. I think it's a front. It's all weird, man. We having so many conversations.
Our society is just doing what the fuck it wants.
Yeah.
But it's about time. Because for a long time, the world was so controlled. Just controlled by the right motherfuckers telling us what the fuck to do.
Right.
This is the most freest I think people have been in general. Like the human race.
Mm-hmm.
Of just like, yo, just do what the fuck you want to. And I think it's a lot of, you got to do the fuck you want to for us to understand how to change and make things better.
Right. Yeah. Kind of reshaping the world right now. It's happening right now. And it's going to be better 50 years from now. So, hey, man, I think that's the episode.
I think so. We talked about a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know what this episode is going to be, but it's fucking crazy. It's a lot of shit I've said. But let's talk about this. Black excellence.
Black excellence.
Black shout out. Today. This is what we're going to do. You see what I'm wearing? You see what I got on?
Yeah.
This is Rock the Bells, clothing line, started by one of the greatest MCs of all time, LL Cool J, who, honestly, the brother is so successful. Like, him and Queen Latifah, to me, are like the greatest example of like hip hop opening up doors for everything you can accomplish.
Yeah. They're true trailblazers for sure.
Dude, they're trailblazers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he started out as a teenager in this business. So he was like, when you think about it, it was like a Bow Wow or somebody, like them young dudes, and he's still been fucking relevant to this day.
Yeah. Yeah. He came out like a grown man though.
He was 16?
Yeah, but like Bow Wow had that.
I know,
you know, bro, I'm not going to Bow Wow.
Wayne, shut the fuck up.
He was appealing to different people.
No. Okay, cool. Lil Wayne is like that too, right?
The GOAT.
But LL was able to, like, we saw all, like, the nigga was a sex symbol every generation he could.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. His role, I'm not in the house. His role in the house. What was he again?
Man, his brother could act. He's in fucking movies, TV series.
Nah, he the man. Hosted Lip Sync Battle.
No, he hosted the fucking Grammys.
Hosted the Grammys. Nah, he definitely didn't. And this is his line right here, Rock the Bells.
Rock the Bells, man. I love this. It's so fucking comfortable. And it's so dope.
Nah, I see.
This is chocolate.
And it looks like it's been ironed. That's just the style.
Wayne, ain't nobody said shit about you and your goddamn jeggings.
You see them? You see what I'm saying? I just got these.
Goddamn jeggings.
I got them my Lynch Lit Lemonade, Lyrical Lemonade. Lyrical shout out Cole Bennett, Chicago.
And your Stonewash jeggings.
Okay. That's us. My Lyrical Lemonade shoes, big boats.
Those are Jordans?
Yeah, Lyrical Lemonade Jordan collab.
Fat ass shoes.
Yeah, they pretty big. Make me tall.
Is that your real shoe size?
Yes, man. It just looked big.
It's like
man.
You just put on somebody else's shoes. Big ass shoes.
What?
That don't even make sense, man. That don't even look like it should be on your foot.
Hey, man. Shout out to them Peacock Bel Airs, man. Shout out to people over there.
Yeah, that's cool. But
the Bel Air ones.
Back of those big ass shoes.
Huh? These are nice.
Nigga, it looked like you got on a pair of Power Fords.
Pair of Power Fours.
If they name a shoe after a position, those would be called Power Fours.
Nah, they're definitely heavy.
But I know they are.
But light at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga ain't walking in fucking Super Mario shoes.
Take a picture.
Wayne looks fucking insane. Goddamn jeggings and these goddamn fucking work boots. This is what referees wear when they done.
All right, man.
They put ice in the shoe and shit. Referees are fucking funny to me.
What?
Like referees. You ever see it? Like, I watch referees a lot. They be tired as fuck. I can tell which referees drink by how much they sweat.
Most of them probably drink, right?
Nigga, them motherfuckers be sweaty as hell running up and down that court. A referee job is weird.
What? It's official, man.
Yeah. The hair be all fucking weird. Who the fuck
calls? Roast the refs?
Yeah, refs look fucking the same. Most refs look like dirty cops.
Wow. I think he's put some pictures up with refs as he's saying this.
If you put some pictures up with some referees, just anybody. Just type in NBA refs.
My man James Capers, that's a great guy. Shout out. My
I
man,
know James Capers.
James Capers, Chicago.
He coached at Crane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he coached at Crane?
Yeah.
He made it out.
He's one of my front staff coaches. Coach Capers. Look at that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Like a dirty ass fucking cop.
Who was his name? That's the one that was cheating, huh? Calling the games wrong.
Look at this, bro. Dirty cop.
He looked like a detective for sure. That's definitely detective. So, yeah, that's not a dirty cop.
Shit. That's the police, fam.
Wow.
I've always thought this shit too, which is insane. Like, these motherfuckers are like the cops.
Dang, this is kind of weird, man. Stop. Hey, man,
that's why some players talk so much shit to referees because they're like, that's the way you're talking to the police. Man, you a bitch. Because you can't say that to a cop.
I mean, they are policing the game, so this actually makes sense.
But you know who talked the most shit to referees? Damn. Did I tell you this?
Who?
Chris Paul.
Okay.
The shit he says to them. I remember, like, asking the ref, like, you sure you don't want to tech this nigga?
You sure you don't want to tech this?
Man, that's Chris Paul. I know I should say this, but damn it, I was sitting there. What happened? I was sitting courtside, and a referee called a foul on him. He said, man, you a bitch, right? I'm out. That got to be a tech. Nah. The brothers head of the Players Association, yeah. I think they scared of this nigga. Because he was like, you a bitch. And the ref was like, come on, Chris, don't do that. Like, he's like, man, shut the fuck up talking to me. I was like, wait, what? He literally rolled his ass and said, shut the fuck up talking to me. And I was like, so that's not a technical foul.
Still ain't get a tech.
Some nigga just did like this. Come on, man. Wait a minute. You gave him a tech for that? This nigga told you to shut the fuck up 3 times.
They gave him Chris Paul tech.
I was like, damn. Shit. Chris Paul wrote his ass and shit the fuck up talking. I was like, how the fuck you not throwing out this game, man? Shit the fuck up talking to me. Like, God damn. Fucking cops, man, the rest. Dirty cops. Look at them dirty cops.
I mean, they definitely like dirty cops.
They all look
right
like
there.
Dirty cops.
We got them.
They got them. Look at him. The motherfucker. You watch the movie American Gangster, you see all these referees. That's what I thought about. I was watching American Gangster the other day. And I was like, wait a minute, these dirty cops are like the referees.
That's what made you think of
that. That's what made me think of that shit. Like, dirty cops are like fucking NBA refs. Dude, NBA refs are like dirty cops.
That is ridiculous. Now I'm looking at them. It's kind of bad.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Look at that shit. Look evil.
Look at that old man in the background. All of them old men with the man in the middle. Mm-hmm. He looks mean. Mm-hmm. Jeez, Louise.
Definitely slamming you on the hood of a car.
I don't like black gums either.
The back of Forrest Whitaker's neck. Bernie said that? I hate my gums because they're black. I hate the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck. That's so a specific thing to say to describe some black. That nigga say he hate the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck.
Yeah,
which means Bernie saw this nigga's neck and was like, if I ever roast a nigga about being black, I hate my gums because they black. Can you pull that up? I just want to watch it. Like, Bernie Mac, don't be a menace. I love Bernie Mac.
Damn, problem.
You there, get out of the truck and put your hands in the air. Stand on one leg. With the tip of your finger, touch the tip of your nose. Now, in a circular motion, rub your stomach and pat your head while saying, rubber baby buggy bumper.
Rubber baby buggy bumper.
Strike a pose. Now vote.
It's one of the greatest spoof movies of all time.
Now walk slowly toward the car.
Look at Bernie ass. We didn't even do nothing.
We didn't even do nothing.
You look so tough now, little nigga. I hate you black bastards. You stink. I hate your black skin. I hate your black pants. I hate black pepper. I hate black keys on the piano. I hate my gums because they black. I hate Whoopi Goldberg's lips. I hate the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck. Most of all, I hate that black ass Wesley Snipes.
I hate the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck. What did Forrest Whitaker think about that? Was he at home like, excuse me? He's having a cup of coffee. Whoa, 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 wait a minute. Movie was funny to that part. What you mean the back of my neck?
Nigga, something.
Well, look, y'all. It's another great episode of Keeping It Real with
Young Wayne.
Yeah. This is what a podcast is, I guess.
That's it. We up out of here, man.
Shibbity-dubbo.
Till next time.
Till next time. Keeping It Real.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.